You and Me Against the World, written by Siri 11, read by Mistborn Hero. A Star Wars podfic rated for general audiences, featuring Cody Obi-Wan Kenobi and tagged for canon, sparring, fluff, training, battle couple, teamwork, trans Obi-Wan Kenobi, innuendo, banter, flirting. Summary: Cody and Obi-Wan know the score, but they have to make sure everyone else is in the same page as them too. You'll have to try harder than that, my dear. Around them, the 212th cheers and hollers by turn, excitement rippling through the air. Obi-Wan grins at Cody, who has his eyes narrowed as he takes in the field of engagement. His commander is quick on his feet, steady and true, and if Obi-Wan didn't have the Force, and if he didn't know Cody as well as he does, he's sure he would have no chance in a hand-to-hand bout like this. But he does have the Force, and he does know Cody, and he uses both of these facts to his advantage, honing the keen edge that they give him into a sharpness that will allow him to compete, and perhaps to win. This is all for fun, just for play. He knows that Cody wouldn't want him to hold back, so he doesn't. Obi-Wan doesn't want Cody to hold back either, and Cody doesn't. Cody faints, but Obi-Wan doesn't move, only smiling a little bit at him. Cody blinks, and in the half a second he has, Obi-Wan lunges, almost faster than the eye can see. Almost. He darts his leg out to try and trip him, but Cody jumps, and his hands are already reaching out to grab. Obi-Wan bats them aside, not letting Cody get a hold of him. Obi-Wan doesn't slack when it comes to physical fitness, but he is only human. The baseline of the clones are pegged far above him, and while Cody isn't particularly bulky for a clone, his weight and strength still far exceeded Obi-Wan.
"Afraid of getting up close and personal?"
Cody asks, voice low and taunting. Despite himself, part of Obi-Wan sits up to attention. "Oh, never with you, my dear," Obi-Wan says to cover how very much he wants that, batting his eyelashes to the approval of the crowd. Their cheers turn into whistles at the innuendo.
"Then why don't you come a little closer? I'll show you a good time,"
Cody says, grinning widely even as his eyes remain sharp and focused, watching every shift of Obi-Wan's weight. They close again, and Obi-Wan tries to trip Cody, get him off balance, as that is probably the only way he's winning this match. But Cody is solid, and he's a good fighter, and so Obi-Wan has to work for it. Forward, back, feint, dodge, and go behind Cody's leg and pull. Even when he does get Cody on the ground, there is the danger of his big hands grappling with someone who weighs nearly twice as much as he does is never going to end well, so Obi-Wan leverages Cody's arm and wrists and legs as they wrestle for who will end up on top. Cody gets him in an armlock, and Obi-Wan jerks his body forward to give him an inch of space and eels out of the hold, breaking away. Cody is breathing heavily, and Obi-Wan can't help but look at his chest, the lines of his muscles and trim waist, the strength of his arms, and his broad palms that had just been on Obi-Wan's body.
"Distracted?"
Cody asks, smirking a little bit. "By you?" I don't think you have to ask that question. Obi-Wan says to put him off balance a little bit before diving again. Despite the fact that he is taller than Cody, his center of balance is lower due to his biology and how his body is shaped, even after all the years he has been taking hormones to adjust it to his preference. But he knows how to work around that, and work it to his benefit, and he does so here, getting low, keeping his balance, and looking to offset Cody on his, attempting every trick that he can think of, and reveling in it when Cody beats him at this game every time. They eventually call it a draw, neither of them managing to get the upper hand on the other without bringing in anything besides their hands. A few troopers call out their dissatisfaction with the match, and even though Obi-Wan is sure that it's only meant playfully, he exchanges a look with Cody.
How about a bigger brawl?
Cody says, the corner of his mouth twitching.
You and me versus them.
Them? Obi-Wan asks, lifting an eyebrow. Cody lifts one right back. We need to let them keep some of their egos, my dear.
Nah,
Cody says.
Every bit of respect I can garner helps. Let's crush them.
He smirks.
Unless you think we can't take them.
Obi-Wan surveys the troops in the room. I'll wager we can handle them all in under 15 minutes.
Make that 10,
Cody says.
We've got this together.
Well, he can't argue with that. They open the floor, and while some troopers hang back, more swarm them. Bones is there and is called to start the countdown, and Obi-Wan puts his back against Cody's and breathes, letting himself flow between his body, the energy in the air, and Cody's firm support behind him.
Ready?
Cody asks. If I'm with you? Obi-Wan asks. Always, Cody. He doesn't see Cody's pleased expression, but he knows it is there nonetheless. It is a good fight. Obi-Wan doesn't have training sessions where he can spar like this very often anymore. He has so much on his shoulders, so much work to be done, that he doesn't have time for things like fun. But they are in transit, and he needs to stretch his muscles out, and Cody had suggested this and organized it, so he hadn't needed to think about that either. And there are no stakes here, win or lose, no one will be hurt. Well, Bones is here to make sure that any broken bones are taken care of immediately and properly, but no one is going to be hurt forever, no one is going to die, and that makes everything so much easier without needing to change anything else at all. He and Cody are in sync here. Obi-Wan needs someone to cover his back, and Cody is there. Cody needs someone to act as a distraction, and Obi-Wan is there, attracting attention. Either of them need a hand or some extra weight to get out of a hold or pin someone down enough to get them out of the game, and the other is right there when and where they need to be. And at the end, when Obi-Wan and Cody are standing above the field, panting but victorious, they exchange a secret, pleased smile with each other. Obi-Wan holds out his hand, Cody takes it, and they bow, and their men cheer, some more enthusiastically than others who had just gotten their ass handed to them by their commanding officers. Not a bad way to spend the day. Obi-Wan muses, and Cody smiles, flushed and pleased and carefree as he so rarely is. It is a good look on him. Obi-Wan aches that he doesn't see it more often. I can think of a better way to end it. Cody mutters, eyeing Obi-Wan off, and Obi-Wan takes in the healthy and strong man at his side who wants him and is quick to make excuses.
To the victor go the spoils.
Which of us is the victor here? Obi-Wan asks as they break away from the training hall and head down to the hull of the ship. The stars spin by outside, painting Cody's face in twinkling light from the galaxy as it spins by. Obi-Wan can't take his eyes away from him.
Well, we did mop up that lot in 9 minutes and 40 seconds.
Bones confirmed it for me,
Cody says. Obi-Wan laughs. Ah, I see. Well, Commander, what will it be?
Oh, I have some ideas,
Cody says, and Obi-Wan follows him willingly. Yes, the war is still going, and yes, they have to address that soon enough. But for now, Obi-Wan lives in the present, and enjoys the sweet gift that it is. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for ITPE 2023 as a gift for KBERV.